You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We've got voices of real early voters coming up in just a moment, but I'm serious about that. Explain something to me using the word pie like the candidates do. Do pies shrink? Do they grow? Do you have your piece of the pie? Well, if you're Kirk Kerkorian, it's a shrinking mincemeat pie this morning. Kirk Kerkorian, 6 months ago, bought $1 billion of Ford stock. Right now, it's only worth about $300 million, and he's bailing. He announced yesterday he's getting out of his Ford position. With all three U.S. carmakers heading towards bankruptcy, a huge federal bailout may be on the horizon. What does it mean when a major investor pulls out of a stake in a major auto company? Joining us from Detroit is Bill Vlasic, Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. Bill, this was a pretty big shockwave for the city of Detroit. How are they taking the news this morning?
Well, this city and this industry has been reeling for some time now, and this is just more bad news on top of bad news. Mr. Kerkorian has been a very interested in and supportive investor now of all three car companies at one time or another. But this time it appeared that he had very high hopes for Ford Motor Company and its management. And in 6 months' time, I don't care how rich you are, losing $700 million is quite a downer.
Even at age 91. Bill, you know, this seems to go right in line with the apparent sort of urgency on the part of Cerberus, the company that owns Chrysler, to unload Chrysler in some kind of GM-Chrysler merger. If all these so-called strategic investors are saying, we're done, this industry isn't going anywhere, what does that mean for the workers and the pension plan assets that these companies have?
Well, it's from the biggest investors to the smallest investors. People are fleeing these stocks. The stocks in GM and Ford have just gone to unthinkable lows, and it's only, again, a symptom of what's wrong with this industry right now. Sales are going down to the lowest point in 15 years. There looks to be no relief in sight, and the companies have been cutting furiously jobs and production to try and offset this to no avail. So the downward slide continues. And the liquidity and the cash positions of these companies are getting very, very tenuous.
So I guess it is a shrinking pie in the case of the auto industry. Seriously, though, if a company's stock loses 80% of its value, what does that make it more difficult for the company to do?
Well, in General Motors' case, and Ford as well, borrowing right now is very, very difficult. Their credit ratings are so low, they can't borrow at any type of interest rate that makes sense. So they're shut out of the debt market. They can't issue new stock because their stock price is so low, so they can't raise money that way. How they get funds to keep these operations going long enough for the market to recover is the big unknown right now.
And even at these low oil prices, selling cars is not the answer.
People are finding it they're just not coming to the showrooms. Credit is hurting the consumer as well. The auto companies' loan arms have tightened their credit standards to the point where you could be a great credit risk and still not get a loan. And so people are putting these purchases off, and it doesn't appear that that's going to loosen up soon. So it's like holding on to the mast as you sail into the hurricane situation.
Holding on to the mast. Is there any sort of reaction on the Ford stock to Kerkorian getting out? I mean, did certain investors come in and try to bolster things at the end of the session yesterday, or is everybody taking his cue?
I think Ford closed about $2.17, which was not their low. Their low last week was below $2. I would be surprised if there was any rush to come in. One thing about Kirk Kerkorian, he is somewhat of a bellwether investor. He has made a lot of money for people over the years who have just followed him into whatever investment he went into, kind of sort of the Vegas version of Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
When he gets out, it's not a good sign.
Hey, Bill. Senator Carl Levin suggested that the automakers would go back to Capitol Hill to ask for money. What kind of plan could you envision the auto industry asking for, and do you think they'd be likely to get it, and would that save the day?
Well, Senator Levin is obviously a big booster of the industry here from Michigan, But there is definitely a growing sentiment that the car companies will return to Washington probably after the election to ask for perhaps another $25 billion in loans. As you recall, they received $25 billion specifically to meet fuel economy standards. But we believe it'll be more broad-based than that, that it'll be some sort of emergency short-term loan to boost our cash positions. How they're received, I think, will depend on who's going to be in the White House, and secondly, whether or not there's a feeling in Congress that this industry, with its hundreds of thousands of employees and dozens of plants and thousands of dealers, is as important as Wall Street was.
Well, certainly in human terms, the impact on the Main Street economy would be absolutely immediate. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bill Vlasic is Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times, talking about Kirk Kerkorian's decision. I love that he called him the Vegas Warren Buffett, because he has so many holdings in MGM and a lot of the Vegas
properties.
A
very wealthy man is still going at 91, as you mentioned.
But he's pulling out of Ford, and that was the story with Bill Vlasic this morning.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.